Blog Talk Radio.
Stop scrolling. Get off the pot. And flush it. And listen to Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat. To reach Bill live, call 718-766-4314. That's 718-766-4314. Now, here's your host, Billy Borelli. We at Billy Borelli Laugh Chat are taking pause to remember the victims of the September 11th attacks and the first responders who are still suffering to this day. This is a day we will never forget, and hold up our armed forces for keeping us safe.
Good evening, folks. How are you? What EPTA kind of brought me a little bit to tears there, so I got to fix myself. How's everybody doing? Can you hear me? This is the Billy Borelli Laugh Chat. Yes, I'm on my mic. I need some feedback now, producer. Get on it. You're logged into the chat. Tell me what's up. Can you hear me? If not, then it's just a bunch of dead air right now. But anyway, what's going on, everybody? It is Friday. It is September 11th, 2015. It is the second day that'll live in infamy. I don't know. I have to really think back. I don't want to bring the energy down here, but you know, you just kind of got to like think back and realize how fragile our life is, you know, how fragile our life is. And, you know, maybe if I'd shut up, you know, it wouldn't be so loud. Yeah. How about that? Ah, good. I sound fuller. Great. All right. Yeah. It's a little bit of echo in here. I need some acoustics, but, this is me, you know, I'm not talking out of you heard that burp. I'm not talking out of a telephone anymore. I've got my microphone. Well, not a mic. So I'm just going to actually, let me describe the situation. I've got my laptop on my bed with a remote underneath the fan so it gets circulation. It's hot as Hades in here. So I hope, it's not too bad. It's not going to, I hope it doesn't overheat. It's hot as Hades in here. I want to turn the fan on, but it'll sound like I'm at an old school airport, old style airport with the propeller planes. And I don't want to open the windows because I don't want my neighbors to what this. So I've got the laptop. I've got my TV remote underneath it to give it some air. I'm sitting at the edge of the bed looking into my laptop. I don't know why. It's like, why am I looking into my laptop? There's nothing to see there. There's just my studio. I almost kind of want to take a picture of it, and then I think I will. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this live. How about that? How about if I do this live? A moving blanket. Yes. I'm going to do – okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to Snapchat, and if you want to get on my Snapchat, it seems like that's the rage. You can – my Snapchat is – let me spell it. B-B-O-R-R-E-L-L-I. That's B Borelli, B-B-O-R-R-E-L-L-I. I'm going to Snapchat real quickly because, bang, there it is. If you go there now, you'll see my live Snapchat. Let me snap myself. Let me see if I can, no, I'm not going to do that. Yeah, I'm kind of a mess. It looks like my hair is like really long on top and my barber wasn't available this morning, so. My hair's getting a little long, and it looks like a pumpkin pie sitting upside down on my head. My hair's kind of long on top. Anyway, I'm in my shorts. I got nothing else on. No t-shirt, no shoes, no socks. Just sitting here. We're already 6 minutes in, and I've talked about a bunch of bullshit. So my producer. Let's go over. Let's just do the plugs here first. TDVoiceTalent.com. tdvoicetalent.com, TD Voice Talent. He is my producer. He is my mentor. He is my promo guy. He is pretty much everything that I am not. He does everything. He's the brains behind this, and I'm just the dumb dude. I'm just the guy with the makes noise out of his mouth, out of his cake hole. He does all that. TDVoiceTalent.com. He's all known throughout Texas, which is the DeepVoiceActor.com. DeepVoiceActor.com. GrandeBalls.com. LongSchlongSilver.com. Those are all of his. If you go there, it takes you right to his page. LongSchlong.com. For real, TD Voice Talent? Really? LongSchlong? JohnHolmes.com. TDVoiceTalent.com. DeepVoiceActor.com. He's the only deep voice actor out there. Not a bad guy to look at either. He's, you know, doesn't have the, he's not the typical, oh, he's got a perfect face for radio. So, yeah, he kind of looks like Mike Rowe, if you know who Mike Rowe is. For some reason, when I look at the two of them, I'm like, dude, you guys look more brothers than I look like a brother. See, y'all look like some brothers to me. Phew. So, yeah, TD Voice Talent, TD Voice Talent on Twitter. TD as in the TD, the letters TD, Voice Talent on Twitter. And TD Voice Talent on Facebook. Fastest book. Anyway, I'm on Facebook as well. We spent, you know, 8 minutes plugging him. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. I'm on Facebook. Nah, I don't want to do my Facebook. How about Instagram? I'm always on that. Instagram is _silverback_gorilla_. Why silverback? Well, I was given that name by some folks in a group. A swirl group. If you don't know, my family swirls. We're just like we like all kinds of people. And we're all swirled together too. We're mixed with, you know, Chinese. No, we don't have Chinese in Dale. But we do like Chinese food. My guitarist is Chinese. No, we don't have the Filipino because what? Okay, do I have any Filipino listeners? Why do they start their sentences with because? Not like, hey, how are you? I have a problem. Because there is this thing that they want to do for you. So we're mixed with Sicilian, Spanish, German, Modoc Indian, I want to say. We got a drop of that. We got the one drop rule. So I can get some free money and open up a casino if I want to. So we're all kind of mixed up too. You know, I'm like the lightest in the family, the whitest. It just gets darker from there on out. You know, everybody gets darker than me. And then we all kind of like, we all, you know, swirl. I guess we were raised in an era and in an environment where we weren't looked upon as the color of our skin. You know, there wasn't a difference in coloring of the skin. We didn't care about that. We our mom did the best thing for us, which was moved us back to San Francisco, which is the ultimate melting pot today too. It's the ultimate melting pot right there. And I kind of want to play this right now.
Friends help friends move. Real friends help move dead bodies. Billy Borelli is your real friend.
I am, I will, all of the above. I'm just a friend. So basically, hey, Robin, how you doing? My name is Howard Stern. Huh? Yeah, why don't you sit on the speaker there? No. Remember that movie? No. Yeah. Anyway. So we kind of do the swirl. What I was getting back to is I was given the name Silverback or Silver Fox. So a silver fox, I was like, what the hell is a silver fox? I guess it's an older dude with gray hair who's good looking. You know, and I'm thinking somebody that's in their 60s and 70s. I'm like, I'm barely 45 and I've got, you know, a gray beard. Like, what? Really? And if I shaved it, I'd probably look 30. I've been told I look 30. So, you know, I'm one of those premature gray, whatever you want to call it. You know, it's stress. It's my chin's stressed out. The rest of my hair is pretty cool. My body hair is all dark, but the rest of my, I'm stressed in the chin. So anyway, where was I going? Yes, silverback gorilla. Yes, so it's underscore silverback underscore gorilla underscore. Let me make sure I got that right. Yep, underscore silverback underscore gorilla underscore. Let's get my followers up. I've got about 600 something followers, which ain't nothing. And I've probably got about 3 live listeners right now, so I'll have 3 more. Yay! Anyway. What do I want to get into? What's been in the news lately? Rick Perry dropped out of the, if you care. Rick Perry dropped out of the GOP, whatever you want to call it. So he's no longer running for president. And okay, that was that. Serena Williams is out of the U.S. Open. Can you believe that? Serena Williams, Miss Athlete, got bumped out. She is in the semifinals. She is out. However, her ass is still playing. And it's still being highlighted, and it's got its own show now. Yeah. So, what about the football started? Do we want to? you know what I want to do? I want to play this promo again. I love it.
Football season. Just a mere name sparks anticipation in the cool autumn air. Followed by tailgating, expensive beer, and rival fan fist fights. You know you're a super fan when your wife enters the room with a bucket of wings and beer. You take them gladly and say, "Thanks, hon. Now get the hell out of my way." She storms off in defeat like a loser Raider fan. No offense, ladies. We'll see you after the Super Bowl. Welcome to football.
Ha! Gotta love it. Speaking of the Raiders, so I'm a 49er fan, diehard. So I'm a diehard Raider. Jeez, I'm a diehard Raider hater. No. I'm a diehard 49er fan. Alden Smith, the star outside linebacker for the 49ers, was arrested 3 separate times with his tenure with the Niners. After the third time, which was back in August, the Niners said, "Nope, we can't do it anymore. You're released." Any team would look at that and go, okay, 3 arrests, all alcohol-related somewhat. Yeah, we don't want any part of him. However, the Oakland Raiders signed him to a 1-year deal. Really? The Oakland Raiders signed him to a 1-year deal. Because from what I recall, whenever a Niner got arrested or got in trouble or was in the news, it was all about the Niners suck, the Niners, the vaginers, the whiners. You guys are gay. You're fags. You're in San Francisco. Your players suck. Look at them. They're thugs. And these were all coming from Raider fans. They're like, "Ha ha, your team sucks, they're leaving." And now they're like, "Welcome aboard, come on in, yeah, we gotcha, you're one of us now." Of course they get the cast offs from the Niners. Of course, who wouldn't want to be? That's where your career ends. Randy Moss, Jerry Rice, Ronnie Lott, Roger Craig, I believe, I don't know, now Michael Crabtree, Nnamdi Asamoah, I think he was on their team at one point, and he got released by the Niners and never got picked up. Anyway, so yeah, if you want your career to go die and you want to retire, go to the Raiders. Hey, all right. Giggity, giggity, all right. So I sound pretty good, and I'm pretty happy that I'm 15 minutes in and I haven't been kicked off. What I want to do is I want to just kind of go over some stories that I've been reading, stuff that I've been – oh, I want to do another plug. I have a buddy, my singer, Brian. He's in my band Angels of Fear. That's Angels of Fear on YouTube, wherever. That's my band. I'm the drummer. my singer, Brian, has his own little podcast. It's called It Be Like That. It Be Like That. Don't ask me why. I'm sure it's fun. You know, I haven't even heard it yet. But the guy's funny. They do a podcast. They have a guest. Sometimes it's him. Sometimes it's him and his partner. But It Be Like That podcast. Now, you could find them on Facebook. I think you could download their episodes on iTunes. Yeah, I think they're on iTunes too. It Be Like That podcast. Really funny guy. They talk about all kinds of stuff. You know, I'm doing this because I want him to plug my stuff too and see if he does. You know, kind of, yeah. Hey, guess what? I plugged your show. Be like, oh, okay, good. No one asked you to. So anyway, yeah. So It Be Like That podcast. What else is in the news? Serena's ass. Yeah, we covered that. You covered that, all right. So, you ever notice, well, I'm just kind of browsing the news. You ever notice that you go to a store, no matter what store you go to, every time you go to a supermarket, there's usually about 12 check stands, right? But how often are all 12 of those check stands open? Never. Every time I go to there's six, I want to say six at my local Safeway and four self-checkouts. There's always, I mean, two out of six is, you know, that's a third. But if you have like, you know, Smart and Final, there was 10 and there was only two checkers. And I'm like, okay, that's less than a quarter, you know, that's whatever. It's 20%. It kills me. Walmart's the same way. You go there and they got one checker and they got 30 check stands and one checker. It's like you could steal so much from a Walmart. It's unbelievable. And I'm not advocating to go steal. Not advocating to go steal. Eh? Go there and you'll see how easy it is. What movies are out now? We talked about NWA. That was last. Black Mass with Johnny Depp. He plays the legendary gangster Whitey Bulger. Does a pretty good job of it, too. I saw the previews and, you know, looks pretty good. I want to go see it. It's coming. I think it's out. Did it come out? I think it might be coming out this Friday or today. I don't know. It's Friday. All the new movies come out today. I think maybe it did or maybe it comes out next week. I'm not sure. What else? What other movies are coming out? The Perfect Man, which looked pretty good. The guy turns crazy. First, he's like really good, and then all of a sudden, he beats this guy's ass, and his girlfriend's like, "Oh my god, you're crazy!" And then he stalks her because she finds somebody new, and he's like, "No, bitch, you're mine forever." So, yeah, there's that. Let me see. Oh, Bill Cosby accuser recalls alleged ordeal. Comedian quote unquote made this horrible mess all over me. We can go all kinds of different ways with what kind of mess he made. Let me see what kind of mess that was. Oh, his hand came around to the back of my head. And, you know, as I looked up, he was exposing his genitals. He was right in my face, Linda recalled. He had my hair. I don't want to get graphic, but, you know, when you're shocked, you go, oh, you open your mouth a little bit. And that was my mistake, Linda said. And then he just made this horrible mess all over me. Wow. Afterward, Linda said, Cosby told the aspiring actress that he blessed her. Oh, man. The hardest part was he gloated over my humiliation. And he reached into his pocket. He had a big wad of Kleenex, and he started cleaning me up. He was dabbing at me, Linda recalled. By this time, I've closed my eyes because I really think I'm going to faint. And he said, oh, bless you, now. You know, you've been blessed. Wow. And I remember thinking, he must be crazy. Oh, boy, Bill Cosby. Bukkake. Bill Bukkake Cosby. Bukkake Cosby. Oh, my God. Bukkake Cosby. Wow, who'd have thunk it? Who'd have thunk it? Oh, my God, that's pretty funny. I mean, it's not, but it is. It's like Bill Cosby, you're just getting yourself in all kinds of mess after mess after mess. You know, and people want to defend him because he's black. No, he fucked up. He did that on his own, white or black. He did it on his own. And guess what? People are going to make fun of his ass, white or black. So stick it. Stop with the racist stuff. Just admit he fucked up. All right. Oh, here's a good one. And here's some white folks, because only white folks do this. Parents and their three children found dead in multi-million-dollar home in apparent murder-suicide. Well, I don't want to talk about that. It's skewed. Yeah, and Duggar, John Duggar, Duggars, Duggar, whatever the hell his name is. He's been all in the news and all kinds of crap, and people are making fun of him. You don't hear white folks, hey, leave him alone. They're like, fucking heck, get rid of him. Get him out of here. Charge him. Go to jail. Go to prison. Same with Mr. Pedophile, six-inch Jared Fogle. You don't hear Jewish people going, hey, Vibe, let the boy go. He didn't know what he was doing. It's more Scottish or Irish than Jewish. But you get the idea. He's an ish. And you get the idea. Nobody came to his defense. The only thing it was, well, at least he, you know, owned up to it. So he's like, yeah, I fucked up. Go ahead. You know, nobody's like, you know, oh, he's white. Let him go. He, you know, yeah, he murdered Nicole Brown Simpson, but he's, hey, he's black. Sure, let him go. No, we don't do that in the United States. I'm sorry. If you commit a crime, you're going to jail for it. You could be purple with an arm growing out of your back. You're still going to go to prison. You're not above the law. Just so you know. Just so you know. Yeah, ready. What else is in the news? You know what I don't... Oh, this is... Where is this? The ugliest girl defies bullies. Lizzie Velasquez, I'm saying it the white way, defies tormentors in documentary. Velasquez, who suffers from a rare syndrome that keeps her at 60 pounds, is a message for her cyberbullies. So she's got that, I forgot what it's called, but it makes her look really old and frail. And I used to have this freak out thing when I would see them on TV or whatever. They just used to scare the shit out of me. Literally, just they're like, I mean, I can't help that. I was like, hey, I'm sorry. There are just certain things that scare people. And for me, it was like seeing those, me, 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 me. It's like, holy shit. If I saw you walking down the street, you're like 3 feet tall, I'd piss, shit, diarrhea, eat it, re-piss and shit it, and then run. It's scary. Oh, well, now, you know, I'd probably be like, I know you got an issue, but because I cannot do this here. There's a story. I don't know if you read it. I read it. I do a lot of reading when I'm, you know, home alone between gym. I'm either at the gym working out hard or laying down or working. Some life. There's this police officer in Florida that she's been on the force for some time. And now she did porn. And now she's on the force. And the police association or police department said, well, you know, we don't have a thing that says you know, if you did porn before, you know, we're not going to like, you know, deny you being a police officer. And I was like, well, that's, you know, that's kind of cool. I mean, she made a mistake. You know, she's atoning for it. She's doing good. Now she's a police officer, but she's not in the news. I just caught wind of the story. And then I went back on it and I saw the video and I'm like, I'm not really convinced it was her. You know, I mean, you know, after a while, after watching it, then I cleaned myself up. And then I was like, I still don't think that's her. But it was kind of disgusting. It was pretty graphic. It was, you know, there was some anal going on. And during the anal, there was a little bit of poopage. You know, a little bit of, you know, bah, little caca, you know, little poop. And he kept going. He kept going. You know, well, this was in Florida. In the Carol Shaya, the NYPD got fired for posing in Playboy. I think she was already in the NYPD. While she did that, this girl did it before the police department. Why? How that? See, I don't think she was popular. She probably just did one because she needed some money, and is very grainy. But yeah, you saw the poo-poo. That was unmistakable because the cameraman was like, well, let me zoom in on that because that's more important. Not her nakedness. Let me zoom in on the poop. So, yeah, I was like, okay, there's a little bit of, that's not Kate White jelly or anything like that. Yeah. Anyway, speaking of that, I had some corn cookies. Corn cookies. I went to my local carniceria today, and I got a burrito carne asada. So I figure I'd have to say that because that's, you know, how you're supposed to talk. You know, when you're saying a foreign language, you're supposed to pronounce it like they would pronounce it. You know, I mean, you know, I work around a lot of folks that speak different languages, and it's pretty funny when they pronounce an English word, but they pronounce the English word like they would, like a broken accent. But it's like, well, you speak very good English. You don't have to pronounce it that way, you know, but you're mispronouncing it. You're mispronouncing it during your conversation. So they could be, you know, like, yeah, I'll just like, so can I get some carne asada, burrito? Let me get a polo burrito with some, hey, senor, I don't know what you're talking about. What the hell do you need? Burrito, you know, carne asada. Burrito with the flour tortillas and, you know, some of that salsa. Anyway, I went to my local carniceria, and I got me some carne for my jerky, beef jerky. And so I was up the aisle, and I saw these corn cookies, and I was like, corn cookies, they're brown. Didn't I just get finished talking about doo-doo? These cookies were brown. And I was like, you know, I'm going to try these. No gluten, you know. And I know when you eat like Mexican danishes or sweets, things like that, they're really sugary. They're just like, they love sugar. They love lard. They put sugar and lard, and they make it into anything. You know, they make sugar and lard, the two ingredients, and they'll make fucking a car out of sugar and lard. Anyway. So I had this corn cookie, you know, good, very good. But the minute you put it in your mouth, it's like all the moisture is gone. You feel like you're like you bag of sand, and all the moisture is you just. But they're really good corn cookies. Corn cookies, corn.
You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll kiss 30 minutes of your life goodbye. Billy Borelli Laugh Chat.
Yeah, maybe the next 30 minutes, but I'm on an hour show today. So what else do we want to talk about? Junk drawer. Oh, no. It's not processing? What? This sucks. Let me see if I can do this. Anyway, I'm looking for this promo, and it's just not happening right now. It's not doing. It's not going. And I want to play it. And I'm going to do it again. I'm going to play it again. Shoot. Yeah. Upload. Damn. Anyway, as long as you can still hear me. But, we still got a little bit of ways to go. Let me see if I can... I can't do that. Yeah, it's processing audio file for junk drawer. Yeah, wow. But thanks. I want to thank the fine folks at Blog Talk Radio for changing things every week. I want to thank you folks for... No, I really mean it. I'm really, you know, being sincere here. Thank you so much for doing everything. If you want to call in, 718-766-4314. That's 718-766-4314. That's 718-766-4314. I can invite a guest, co-host. I can send them an email invitation. I can do whatever I want. It's my show. I can hang up on you if I want. It's my show. I'm going to go into, it's time for, I don't have fancy music, so you're just going to have to get with my mouth-made music. Asshole of the day. Asshole of the day is my little segment where I pick an asshole for the day. So today, it's going to be the asshole that ran down my little fence. All right. So what's my little fence? So in front of my house, I have this little yard, and it's not much. You know, it's a little yard, and it looks nice when it's green and the grass is growing. So I want to keep it that way. Well, anyway, the kids around here, they run and they play in it, and they, you know, do this stomp it, and there's like bald patches and all this kind of stuff. So I'm like, it looks ugly. It looks like I'm in the hood. I don't know how to take care of my stuff. So I said, you know what? Screw this. Plus, it's like they're playing right underneath my window. I mean, if you listen to the show enough, you'll know I have this really, this pet peeve about these kids playing under my window. And so I decided, I'm going to go get a little fence and I'm going to put it around it. I've been meaning to put a fence up here since I got here. But I said, finally, I'm going to do it. So I bought a fence, put it up around. And then I said, okay, next payday, I'm going to get the rest of the fence, which I did today. You know, got the rest of the fence, put the fence up, bought a cactus and a little flag, little U.S. flag. I said, you know, it's 9/11. I'm going to put a little cactus here, water it, water the lawn. Yes, I watered the lawn, and I'm in California, drought my ass. My neighbors wash 8 cars. I can't water my lawn once in 2 years. Sue me. Call the Eb Mud on me. I don't care. I watered my lawn. Yeah. So anyway, I watered my lawn, watered the you know, it's just to soak the cactus if the stuff is dry, you know, and it was dry, so I watered it. So I'm cool. I'm in the house chilling, and I'm in my underwear. You know, I'm not like walking outside or anything. Everybody's outside. I'm inside. I got the fan on, and all of a sudden I see this truck. I'm hearing this truck. All of a sudden you hear crack. And I get up and I see this truck trying to turn around. It's this big Ford SUV, the huge, not Expedition. It's like an older Explorer. It's like not Excursion, Expedition. It's an Expedition. So Excursion's a little bit bigger. It's a Ford Expedition. Huge, right? So I look down and I see the fence all twisted up at the corner. And I'm thinking, I just finished putting up that fence. I just finished. Today, putting up that fence. And now this, I just finished it. And you didn't even give it a week before some jackass in a truck they shouldn't even be driving smashes my fence. So I look at it and the neighbors are like, oh, they hit your fence. They just kind of, you know, hit your fence. And I'm thinking, at first I thought, okay, they're probably visiting the neighbors. So stop and they're going to get out. So I casually put on my shorts and I put on my shirt thinking, okay, I'm just going to walk out there. And hey, you know, it was a few bucks. Once you give me $5, we'll call it even. Cause it was each of these pieces cost, you know, it's a few dollars, but still it's the principle. I'm not putting a monetary value on it. It's the time and effort that I did that I took out of my day to put this fence up to make it look decent here. So that counts to me more than the cost. But you would think that this asshole of the day would get out of the truck and go, look, I'm so sorry. I'll look, here's $10. I'll go ahead and take care of that for you. No, didn't even do that. Didn't even get out. So I'm casually, you know, just like, you know, walking and doing this and doing that. And then I get out there and the truck's still going and they're telling me, oh, the truck's leaving. So I'm like, what the? So I yell and I've got a pretty loud voice. I'm like, hey, stop, come back here. And they stop, but then they kept going. So I'm thinking, okay, one, they're driving a truck that's a little bit too big for them to be driving. And two, they don't speak English. And it just ticked me off. It really ticked me off, you know, stop. Just stop. Just say you're sorry. Say something. Give me some sort of effort that you made a mistake. You accidentally hit the fence. You're sorry. I might have even just said, oh, there's not much damage. It's okay. It's only a few bucks. Because when you get that type of respect, then you factor in how much the cost is. And if it's not that bad, you know what? They took time out. They said they were sorry. I'm good with that. But the fact that you drove off and didn't do anything in front of all these people, in front of all these people, it turns out that the truck was, my neighbor said that they might have been looking at the vacant unit here. So this vacant unit is being broadcast online, and everybody's coming to look at it. They're just looking at it. They don't have the keys. So this jackass, asshole of the day, drives his big Ford Explorer into these little spots, trying to do a three-point turn with no room, and crack, hits my fence. So you, sir, if you can understand English, because you probably can't, sir or ma'am, driving your truck that's a bit too big for you, which is the staple around these parts, you're about 5 feet tall, maybe 4 foot five, and you drive a big extended cab SUV that you shouldn't be driving. You should be in a little Toyota or a little Nissan, because that's what you fit. You look very stupid in a truck that you have to push the seat all the way up just to drive it. And you step out and you wear size 3 pants. Asshole of the day. Thank you very much. Caller in the 510 area code. You're on with Billy Borelli Live Chat. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, caller. Did you get the wrong number?
Can you hear me, Bill?
I can. I can hear you.
What's going on, brother?
What's up, can I see your name?
How's it going?
Can I say your name? Is this Mr. This is Mr. Drew.
Is this Art Herring? Is this
Art Herring? What's up, man?
Yeah.
What's going on? Thank you for calling in. What's going on with you?
No, just I was Mr. Tommy Tit Dill said to give you a call.
Porque tú chingaste mi pared, whatever he wrote in the chat. I've got a chat up, and Tom wrote some TV boys talent. Whoopsie. He wrote some carne asada. He wrote that gang speak. Hey, we don't speak gang around here, buddy.
Oh, yeah. It's like I actually used to ask these guys. I'm like, wait a minute. Do you really talk that way? You know what I'm saying, man? When you got to get the wire cutters, they say, and I'm like, wait. Is that your real voice, or are you just kind of dragging the, you know, words?
You
got
to get the wire cutters,
mama. Yeah, brother. So how long are you running it for, a couple hours or what?
Today is going to be an hour. I got about 22 minutes left. I'm still waiting to for a promo to upload, but it's not uploading, and it's upsetting me. It's just processing audio file.
Yeah.
I should have said, ¿Por qué tú chingaste mi pared, putos?
They would have said, who's slamming ham on the computer?
Because we are doing... I am burning up in here. My laptop is firing up hot. But if I turn the fan on, it's going to sound like I'm broadcasting from an airport. So I have to...
What's wrong with that, dude? Make it sound like you're at JFK or something. It's a pretty popular place.
You know what? Hang on a second. Drew, go ahead and talk for a couple of minutes. Or not a couple of minutes. Talk for about 10 seconds. I'm going to turn this fan on.
All right.
So TD voice talent. I guess you can hear me pretty good. I got the fan on, but I don't think you can hear it all.
I hear you clear. It's like you got one of those low rated, like, you know, not made and not from Sankyo instead of Sanyo, it's Sankyo in the Philippines. Yeah, they got real good looking fan.
We're doing is because you don't.
You have to go to the store.
No, it's funny. It's funny because whenever they come into my place of business, you know, I'm just like,
members only jacket because they're the only member, or What's going on?
Are you the only member? Because yes, I can hear you.
I can hear you.
You know, my other promo isn't coming up, and I'm kind of upset about that.
You know what? It will. It probably needs to upload, but if your computer is hot, that's probably what's going on with it. It's over-modulated. Yeah,
I've got the new – let me close out this window. Well, I kind of wanted to pull Yahoo up. You hear of any new good stories this day? Oh, here we go. Salmonella at Chipotle. Oh, I got a salmonella story for you. Oh, here's another before I get into this
one. Is it a guy named Sal from Manila, really?
Yeah, Sal Manila. He sells it. He sells salami at the pork store. Part of the what the fuck are you talking about? He's part of the fucking Soprano crew, huh? What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know what the fuck you're doing, are you fucking mulling
Sal Manila, what the fuck? He was a good singer. What the fuck, Tom? So I got a roommate, and he bought me some Val's Burgers, bless him. You know, I was like, I was excited. So, yeah, you want anything from
in
Val's?
Castro,
I'm like, yeah,
Castro Valley, right?
Yeah. So I live right down the, or right up the hill from Val's. So he gets Val's, and I come home, and I'm like, you know, it was a long day, and I ate my Val's Burgers. I'm like, yeah, me and Val's, and eating the fries. The next day, I had the worst gas and shits. And for the next 4 days, I had my stomach, it felt like I was being stabbed in the guts. Not like the cop, the lady cop that got it stabbed in her guts, but the Thomas and all my two listeners, they know. I felt like I was being, I think it was salmonella. I think either they used bad meat or they didn't wash something because I had the shits for 3 days, 4 days.
Dude, but wait a minute. I thought it was okay if you drop something on the ground in a restaurant to pick it back up and just wipe it off and put it on the bun and serve it.
That's what
Isn't
it was.
Isn't that legal?
That to be what it was because I had the shits, dude, and my system didn't quite get it all out until I had I made some guacamole, I had an avocado, and then I mixed it up with
You had mole of the guac. You had mole of the guac.
Yeah, but mole. You can't say it white. You got to say it like a newscaster. Today, at Chipotle, there is some salmonella breakout in San Francisco. So salmonella outbreak in Minnesota linked to Chipotle. Salmonella outbreak in Minnesota linked to Chipotle restaurants. So if you're in Minnesota and you've had the shits, you ate at Chipotle.
Chipotle. Yeah, okay. That's a good
and
name
if
you for
look
it.
At
you
it
know?
It's Sal Monella. He could have been Italian. Salvatore Monella.
Salvatore Monella.
Hey,
how you doing? You fucking
Momo.
My
name is Eddie Ebola. They call me Ebola for short because I kill motherfuckers.
Okay, colitis, cojones, fag, Eddie. And
my
Ebola.
Brother's name
I
is
talk
Eddie.
To all of you.
Nobody will touch him.
Hey, look out. It's a stick up.
Dude,
I didn't know that you had diarrhea. You can get like yourself a diarrhea shake or something. What is it? The Hershey Squirt Special. Kind of sounds good, doesn't it?
There's got to be another story. I'm looking at other stories here. And
something newsworthy, maybe hilarious.
Something. I told you about Raiders when they signed they signed Alvin Smith. If you're almost over and you want one last chance, get on the Raiders.
Don't they make like $40 a week? Kidding.
$40 a week, yeah. Yeah.
That's enough to survive if you're living in a bus station bathroom with the locking door from the inside. Yeah, that'll work. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dancing like a butterfly, bite like a mosquito. who's?
If anybody follows fantasy football, I play fantasy football, and I don't want to go here because it's going to start playing a video It's every time
Fantasy
I play a video.
Land.
Yeah, it's just I'm just trying to look for some really good. Okay.
Wait, I gotta ask you a question first. Let's go back to the Salmonella thing when you ate a Chipotle. Now, when you crapped, when you went to the bathroom, did you like did it blow out of you and it like caked the toilet like it was spackle everywhere?
It was spackle in my ass, just like that cop who had spackle when he pulled out. No,
like,
it was it just hurt, and I had bad gas, which smelled like death, and it would come
was
out
it
a little
burning,
bit
though?
At a time.
Was there burning?
No,
or was
not
it
burning. It just it would come out a little bit. I can't believe we're discussing this, but we're doing it in length. So
no,
but, you know,
have to
don't
talk
go
about
to Sal's
it.
Burgers because they'll give you salmonella.
But we're talking about bowel movement, which is actually a part of life that you kind of can't help here. Me, myself, I have my gallbladder out. Yeah, I your bowels burgers, bowels.
Bowelmanilla. Yeah, I was, I had the shits, and it was pretty bad. It was like, you know, like I said, I was getting kicked in the stomach. And, you know, I let my my roommate know, and he felt bad. He's all right, sorry. I go, no, did you cook the burger? I mean, you know, you didn't know. I mean, he was genuinely upset about it. He got me some Pepto-Bismol. I had some of that. That didn't really help. I just had to shit it out. I had to ride it out. You know what I mean?
You had
just
to
like
get
that,
it out of you, yeah.
Like Florida cop. She had to ride it out. She was getting an owl.
Booty juice. It's called booty juice. Unnecessary
booty.
Amounts of booty juice. Yeah. I'm not keeping you from your callers calling, am I?
Come
I'm
on,
some callers.
Come on, back, man. Get some of this juicy booty. What movie's that from?
What was that noise?
Colors.
Like a little song.
Damn.
No, I don't remember all the. You know, I think it's you know unnecessary to talk about colored people. You know, I don't like white people myself. You know.
Dear fat people, YouTuber Nicole Arbour reportedly fired from movie after backlash. The YouTube comedian has reportedly been fired as the backlash continues.
No kidding. Backlash. What about
YouTube
the Jared
Arthur,
from Subway?
Nicole
and the,
Arbour's
pedophile.
Dear Fat People diatribe went viral. Wait a minute. Dear Fat People diatribe went viral. Her immediate response was predictably unapologetic. I feel it's really important that we make fun of everybody, she said. I think what brings us together and unites us as people is that we can poke fun at all of us.
Wow. She sounds like she hasn't had a date since birth. Maybe she's, you know, kind of just, you know.
I don't know. She's
poke fun at people. What about Jared? What about Jared from Subway?
Oh, Jared Fogle?
Yeah. He's like a real.
Song up your ass.
How'd you like him watching your kids?
Now, everybody, you know what I want to get into right now? Oh, man, I don't know if you've seen this. There's a song, you probably, Baby, you know I'm trying.
Na-na-na-na-na. Oh, yeah, sure I do.
Have you seen the video where he's like, stop your fucking, it's like, shut everybody, shut the fuck up. Now it's in 8 different languages. They're dancing, they're doing the same thing, all because of this guy did. Stop your fucking lying. Oh, my God. Stop fucking lying. Now everybody wants to do one. It's like, fuck me. Everybody run stuff into the ground. It's like, oh, my God.
Well, what about, like, the R. Kelly video about the urinating? How about that? The R. Kelly urinating on a teenager video.
Well, I don't know if anybody really made their version of that. I haven't seen them yet.
I think it should
all of them done.
I think it should be done. You know he's going to be
so,
at the
hey, baby, we're going to do the R. Kelly version of our own. We're going to do the pee-pee video. Let's go.
absolutely.
You know what's
I
funny
think it should be done.
That
yeah.
I mean, she knew, you know, she came to the party and he went upstairs and this, somebody told me something very important. I go, what sick bastard knows that he's taping someone and he pees on a girl? And he goes, the same sick bastard that actually taped it to protect his ass so she wouldn't cry rape. And I'm like, good. That's very good. Because
15 minutes of fame.
He did it to protect himself. He did it to basically say, well, I kind of want to watch myself piss on this young girl. But then again, if it gets out, she's going to say I raped her. I want to say, no, I just peed on her.
Oh, that's legal.
Yeah, so that's why he's out. That's why he's doing his thing. And Jared Fogle is behind bars getting his little his Happy Meal waxed, whatever it is.
He's getting his low-calorie, what they call it.
Hey, Jared, you want the special sauce on your face? What do you need it? I'll give you extra. You got to pay extra. Why did I?
Now you
got to
pay, don't you?
Damn. Right. I was like, oh, speaking of pee, some guy peed. Some guy peed all over people on a JetBlue flight. Oh.
What the hell is that all about?
This guy, an Oregon man, was booked into jail on Friday, accused of peeing on several other passengers on a JetBlue flight to Portland. According to KOIN6, Jeff D. Rubin was arrested on charges of second-degree criminal mischief and offensive littering after he woke up shortly before landing. Quote-unquote, stood up and began urinating through the crack of the seat onto the passenger seated in front of him, the police report said. He's like smirking, too, in the picture. He's like, ha. Then he fell backwards and urinated upwards, which got the passengers and seats next to him, as well as some other passengers' personal belongings, the report says. Cops boarded the plane and found Ruben slumped over sleeping in his seat. He was released from jail about 5 hours. He was drunk.
That's a powerful scream, though. To keep peeing like that through the seats? Damn. That's solid, dude. That's hella solid. He had to go to the restroom. Somebody was in there. They didn't come out. Wow.
You know what?
I wish I could do that. Well, somebody was doing the Mile High Club. That's why. And they stopped him, so he got upset about it.
Yeah.
Too many Heinekens.
Yeah.
Way too many Heinekens.
Let me see. Hollywood Planet, Trump, no. Millionaire Awards America for myself. Rance, no. Eli Manning, no.
Chicken.
No. I'm just looking through. I'm on Yahoo right now looking. Before I go, because I've got about 7 minutes, I'm going to keep going and doing another from TV Voice Talent or deepvoiceactor.com. Follow me on Instagram at _silverback_gorilla_. Sorry, folks. I had to get something easy. Follow me on what the hell is that?
Thankthemonkey.com.
Snapchat, that's B Borelli. That's B, the letter B, another letter B, O-R-R-E-L-L-I. That's my Snapchat. I don't really do Twitter much because, I don't know, it just seems so, like, less interactive. And you get everybody with, like, a phone and a Twitter account. Even if they don't have a camera phone, they can still tweet. And we get let me rephrase that. We get kids that are in class and they're tweeting all kinds of stupid stuff. And it's like, look at this porn video. Let's tweet this. Like, wait till you get my
– have you seen my
– like, yeah,
have you seen my
–
like Warren?
Get to the pee. Come on, R. Kelly. Let's get to the pee. It be like
let's
that
see,
podcast.
Let's see his stream.
Be like that
I
podcast.
Check his stream. Check his stream, dude. Check his stream. See if it's compared to the back. Let's see.
Because
I want to see
you because you do these because
I want to see the comparison to the urine streams from the plane to the R. Kelly.
TD Voice. You know what? I need some feedback. TD Voice Talent. This call sounds very quiet. Can you guys hear it good on your end? Because out of my speakers, maybe it's just my PC, my laptop, but
I hear you. No, I hear you.
Okay, it's really faint. Your voice is faint, so that's why it sounds like we're talking over each other. Because I can't really hear you, and I don't know if you can hear me. So, let me see. Let me find something else. Why is there no? Alden Smith. Nope. Bodies found in garage of dead U.S. mortician. Let's look at this.
Ooh, necrophilia. Necrophilia.
If you haven't noticed, I'm pronouncing my S's and T's a little bit more. My teeth are getting straight, and I can just talk so good and so lovely, and it's just so good. Oh, my God. There's
Cindy Brady. A little lift anymore.
A mortician's widow found out to her dismay that her late husband had been taking his work home with him after discovering bodies in their garage, local media reported Thursday. Police made the grisly discovery after the mortician widow called for help on Wednesday night. They told the Chicago Tribune that the garage contained four bodies, a container of human organs, and cremated remains. Neighbors who saw the bodies covered in bloodstained sheets being carried out of the garage were horrified. My theory is he was going to bury these people and brought them home and never got around to burying them. Neighbor Superman. What? No, wait. This is his name. Neighbor Superman J.H. Horn. That's his name. What? Superman J.H. Horn. And he's 69. That's bringing too much work home. He had to bury people. That was his job. Your name, your first name is Superman? Get the fuck out of here.
Dude,
get
out
of here.
Rusty cunts?
His name is Superman. Yeah, okay. Hey, Superman J.H. Horn? No. You probably live in the basement with a big old gut. At least Anton Godfrey. No, that's someone else. Ernest Wallace, who lives across the alley from the home, described Godfrey as a real neighbor. We talked about church all the time, Wallace said. But Superman says, my theory is he was going to bury those people and brought them home and never got around to burying them. That's bringing too much work home. He had to bury people. That was his job. How do you bring bodies home?
Maybe he was lonely.
Neighbors, but he had the garage had four bodies, a container of human organs, and cremated remains. He wasn't bringing work home. He was creating fucking Frankenstein. That's what he was doing. He had remains. He had guts.
Necrophilia.
Oh, necrophilia? So our voices are a little bit. Yeah, Drew. I can't. We're. I don't think you can hear me. But our voices are carrying over each other.
I can hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you. Oh, why don't you go ahead and talk to the people on the computer, and I'll talk to you when I'm feeling a little less, you know, diuretic. How's that?
Right. No, maybe it's my laptop. I can barely hear you, though, because that's why we're talking over each other.
How about now?
How about this? How about you stick around? Shut the fuck up. No, I'm just kidding. No, listen to this.
You suck a bowl with dicks. How about that?
Listen to this. Well, that's coming up. That's for dessert. Okay. So Dubai's multi-million dollar abandoned supercar problem. From their rusted rims to the thick layer of sand obscuring their paint jobs, these abandoned supercars haven't seen the open road for a very long time. Holy shit. There's a Ferrari Enzo with dust on it. Enzo.
I've seen
you know what an Enzo
TV
is,
before.
Right?
Yeah, it's named after Enzo Ferrari's son. That was his son. Did you know that?
Yeah.
But I can't
click on it because something's wrong. So a Ferrari Enzo is sitting there. Oh, here's another one. Here's a BMW M6. It says in the last 5 years, it is estimated that more than 10,000 luxury cars, including Porsches, Ferraris, and Mercedes-Benz, have been abandoned in Dubai's airports. Just abandoned in Dubai's airport. Just like, I do not want this car anymore. I want another one. You can have my goddamn car. You want a Mazda?
Camel. I want to use my camel. I want to ride my camel.
Anyway, I got about 90 seconds, Drew. I'm gonna go ahead and let you go, and then I'm going to go do this outro.
Right on, dude. Knock it out. Nice talking to you. Have a good one, man.
Thanks for calling in, brother. Appreciate it.
All right, man. Bye-bye.
Cool. That was true. Because he is. So anyway, my file is still processing. I'm not going to talk for 9 hours after this. So anybody that wants to call me, hint, hint, mom. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. Everybody's like, he's so mean to his mom. My mom's a tough cookie. She'd be like, fuck you, I'm calling anyway. Son of a bitch. I'm calling anyway, son of a bitch.
We hope you enjoyed this broadcast. Be sure to follow Billy Borelli on Twitter @ComedianBillyBo. Tune in next time, boys and girls. You may now proceed to mindless scrolling. Thank you.